So tell us the market this weekend. Have we got new stallholders coming?
We do. We've just had a little cancellation from, you're right, it's Sunday the 7th of April,
oh, there
by
we go.
The way, the times. Yes, we did have a couple, and one had to change to May's. So we've got a new craft stall coming, and so that's good. We've usually have more, but anyway. at the moment, we've got 27 confirmed, and 6 who are all locals haven't confirmed.
Oh, well, do you know they'll be there? They'll just turn up. Yeah. You mentioned a new craft stall. Do you know what sort of crafts are of that? You haven't met them yet, so.
No, I'm sorry. Like they sort of like fill this submission form in and just sort of tick a box, really. And unless they expand on that a wee bit more, I mean, they say they make their own stuff and everything like that, you know.
But that's a sort of a prerequisite for this market, isn't it? That you.
Yeah.
What's the rule around that?
Well, a rule is sort of like to be broken, I always think, but no, you didn't hear me say that. we have a policy that it's around about 60, over 60% that you have to have made yourself. I mean, if someone else is selling it for you, then as long as it's been made, you know. We had a submission a couple of weeks ago from a local person who said in the form, yes, handmade, and then where? Indonesia.
Uh-huh.
I think actually Thailand. We had to say no to that. But I'm sure some of the stuff is beautiful, you know. It's just that we're just encouraging, you know, the co-popper.
Right, okay. So that's the picture, people. If you're thinking of getting a stall, it sounds like fairly easy. Like you go to the old school website and fill out a form, is it?
We've got a website, our Creative Market website.
You
can also click on to the Facebook page, and then it will link in with the submission form.
Okay, yeah. And let's give the full deal with that. How much does it cost to have a stall?
Yeah. So a small stall, like a filler gap, and this is for adults, is $25. And if you're a child under 12, that's $10. And the kids usually do really well, by the way. And then a young person up to 18 is $15. And then a full stall outside, usually people have gazebos. So in the summertime, it's $40. So this, we've got two more markets in the summertime. So this one on Sunday and then April's. And then we go into the winter period where it's $35 for a stall.
I feel like that's pretty cheap. You probably still get people saying, oh, I don't want to pay that much. But that does sound pretty cheap to me.
And I encourage newbies, you know, like we'll try and do a deal. There's Joe, who's a local person and a local jeweler, and she wanted to sort of just put her toes into the water, you know, about maybe eight, nine months ago. So, you know, we just negotiated a really good deal, and she was really happy, and she continues to come now.
And I can recommend the kids' stalls, because my kids had a stall for quite a while years ago, and there's a special effect that small children get, which is that grandmothers go by and they go to pieces when they see a small child with a stall, and they have to buy something even if they don't have any use for it. So
it is they're wee entrepreneurs, goodness me, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So, all right. So, just a couple, sort of one or two new stall holders. We always like to remind people about the food that will be available.
Yes. Okay. So we've got Morning Glory for the coffee, and you can also buy some coffee there. They'll in packets. And then we've got Raglan Falafel. So we have Itai, and then we've got Ace, a young guy who makes wraps. Now he's been here before. He was here last. Last market, and his gran is Jane, who was quite well known for her gorgeous pies.
Oh, yes.
And then we have Sally, who makes the cakes with a bit of a twist to them. And then, of course, we've got Nick, the honey guy, and Rick and Liz. with the pestos, etc. And then I'm not too sure if we've got Pauline, who also sells honey and art honey stationery.
What about there was someone there with quite a lot of vegetables.
Vegetables, or you mean plants?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah. Well, actually, they're coming back. They want to become a regular. They love the regular market.
Oh, cool.
What sort of plants? They're back again.
What sort of plants, Debs?
Yeah, so a lot of veggie plants, but a lot of garden plants and fresh flowers. And they're very reasonably priced. I was really gobsmacked at how reasonable their prices are.
Are they someone that also goes to the growers market on Friday?
Oh, they didn't mention it to me. I don't think they do.
It sounds like a description of someone who's there regularly as well, where you can get flowers really cheap and they look awesome.
Okay. These guys are from Hamilton.
Okay, different again.
So they're called Petals and Pots.
So do we get quite a few people coming over the hill?
Well, interesting. We've got, out of the 27 stores that have confirmed, 14 are locals, 6 come from Hamilton, 4 from the wider Waikato area this time, and these two are returning, but they just happen to live in the same town, from Tauranga, and then we've got one from Otorohanga.
That's interesting that they come all the way over from the Bay of Plenty. It seems like you wouldn't do that, but obviously they must like it here.
Yeah, well, not just that, but they come maybe 3 or 4 times a year. So they pick, so their destination's Raglan, and then the next part of their destination is, can I click onto a creative market? Yes. Okay. So, for example, we've got Pip, who designs on Dr. Martin shoes, boots.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Some listeners might recall she was here over Christmas. Or somewhere like that. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else we need to mention? Have we covered everything?
Our usual folks, you know, with the soap and Catherine's rolling leaf, beautiful clothes from Catherine. Hemp Daniel will be here, even though he's got a shop in town. He loves to come to the market, you know, because it's a slightly different audience and everything like that.
And I had a chat with him last time. I recommend people dealing with pain should go and have a chat with him.
Yeah.
At the market. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Totally agree. Yeah, we've got Miranda in the foyer like we usually have, and we've got the artist and potter Sandra in the theatre room in what used to be called the theatre room. It's Eva's foyer now. Yeah. And so we've got our usuals, but we've also got a few people coming in and returning and a new one.
And it looks like it's going to be a nice day at this point, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think we've got Yanis's daughter busking from 11 to about 12:30.
Okay. People should go along and hear Luna busk because she does sing well.
Lovely.
All right, Debs, well, look, thank you for calling into us. Actually, I called you, but anyway, thank you for talking to us this morning. And we'll see you down at the market on Sunday.